You're listening to Unity Talks with Alfred Farah, only on LA Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome to Unity Talks, where I'm your host, Apostle Farah. On today's show, we're going to deal with the gospel of inclusion. Everyone that is used to me and the power of unity, we have changed it to Unity Talks, and we're now with LA Talk Radio. We thank God for them. But on today's show, we're going to deal with the gospel of inclusion. And I want to start off understanding what a gospel is. The gospel is good news. And what is good news? Something that comes to make you feel good, something that makes you feel inspired. So the story, so the reason we're going to deal with the gospel of inclusion, and I gave the understanding of the gospel is good news, I want to give an understanding of what is inclusion. Inclusion is seen as a universal human right. That aim of inclusion is to embrace all people of race, gender, disability, medical, or other need. It is about equal access and opportunities and getting rid of discrimination and intolerance. Now, the reason we're going to start a series on inclusion is because it came to me a couple of weeks ago. God gave me that the gospel of inclusion is against him, because that's concluding that everybody is saved. Everybody's okay. Everybody, no matter what you do in life, no matter what walk you walk in, you're okay. So we're going to deal with this story, and we're going to deal with inclusion. And we do know Carlton Pearson is the spearhead and founder of the gospel of inclusion. And what the gospel of inclusion did was it took its own route away from biblical principles to produce not fear, but to produce everybody, no matter what you did, Jesus actually is going to accept us all without having to deny ourselves to accept him. So, and we're going to deal with, I want to understand who Carlton Pearson is. Pearson is a person that actually, he first was of the cloth. He was of the gospel of the Bible, of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He also taught the good news. He was one of the founders of the Azusa Street movement. And Carlton Pearson had an experience where he seen all the genocide that was happening in Africa, that happened in the war at that time. And he said, God can't be a God that does this. And we got to understand that whenever we make our own problems or we mess up ourselves, then it's us that created our problem, not necessarily God. Because if we kill each other and we hurt each other, then is it God that's involved with this, or is it us that's creating our own way? So we're talking about a man that had 50 plus years in religious teaching and had a family of millions to preach a new truth, the gospel of inclusion. So he changed from his original standpoint. He graduated from college. He had degrees, doctorate degrees, and he was very articulate in how he spoke and he brought the word forth. But we're not coming to down the man. We're not coming to talk against the person. What we're coming to do today is to deal with the spirit of inclusion. Because what that says, that everybody, no matter what walk of life you're in, you are actually safe. So if that's the case, then God didn't have to throw anybody out of heaven. If that's the case, God didn't have to produce Jesus to die for us to live right and live in a total different manner than we used to live. So the gospel of inclusion, some might say that it's nothing wrong with it. Some might say that the gospel of inclusion has its place in the gospel world, in the Christian world, in the religious world. It has its place, but it doesn't have a place into God's kingdom. And why do I say that? It's because we have to be changed from yesterday to a new beginning, to a new person. We can't keep operating by the same letter and the same attitude and trying to produce God. And the next show I'm going to deal with I'm going to deal with scriptures to back up what I'm saying today. This is just introduction. So we have to understand that call that the gospel of inclusion, what Carlton Pearson brought forth, is that they say that hell ain't real. They say that it's not an actual place, because over in Israel, there is a place that's considered to be hell. And we got to understand that when you look at biblical principles, is he talking about our flesh and our body dying? Because our flesh don't have a heaven or hell to go to. It goes back to where it came from, which is dirt. But when you talk about our soul man or our spirit man, now that has an internal home. It has a heaven and it has a hell. And the thing is, are we talking about just natural place of hell, or we're talking about a spiritual place of going to a place of hell? So the inclusion tells everyone that we have to believe that no matter what I do, it's okay for me to lie. It's okay for me to steal. It's okay for me to destroy people. It's okay for me to fornicate. It's okay for me to do whatever I please to do and say that it's fine. And it's not fine. But why is it not fine? It's because we got to know how to treat one another. So that means we can hurt each other and don't have no consequences. So if we're talking about the gospel of inclusion, that means people shouldn't go to jail for what they do wrong. But no, they should go to jail for what they do wrong. The gospel of inclusion tells you that no matter what you do, you're still good. And that's not, and so many of us are looking for a way to make ourselves feel comfortable in what we do wrong. You know that saying that if something is wrong or something is not right, I got to make it fit me. So I change it to fit my ideal, because either I'm hurt or I'm destroyed, or I feel like what I'm doing is beneficial, but I still want to love what I'm doing. For example, I can love to drink alcohol. And sometimes what a person that loves to drink alcohol would do, and they're trying to quit, they'll go try to go get a wine cooler, something that has 5% or not that much alcohol, to say that I'm no longer alcoholic. So, well, I include that this is okay. I include that this is fine. In other words, I change it around to fit me. And any two time I change something around to fit me, I create an identity that what was first given is no longer right, is wrong. And if that way of living is wrong and I got to change it to fit me, then I'm creating an atmosphere for others to follow me in saying that no matter what I do, I'm still fine. Or watch this. If I turn around and I deal with this situation and I look at, I'm not happy with my life, but I still want to be a part of an organization. So I twist the organization's standards to fit my standard of ideas. And honest to God truth, I don't believe that Bishop Carlton Pearson was a bad person. I don't believe that he was a person that wanted to just turn away from the things of God. What I do believe that Bishop Carlton Pearson did, he was hurt. He was already having church problems with leaders of that day that was attacking him and were coming against him. And then he went home and seen something on TV of genocide, of kids being killed, dying over in Africa. And he said, this can't be God's way. So he created a new identity for people to serve God. And they wanted to, and to serve God in freedom of messing up. Can I say this? Whenever God wants something changed, he told Nicodemus, you have to be born again. And in order to be born again, you have to not go into your mother's womb. You got to change your existence of living. You got to be able to produce yourself better than what you were yesterday. In other words, the old man is passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So when Bishop Carlton Pearson did this, he did not try to hurt people, and he did not want to make God look bad. But what he wanted to do is to give people understanding that no matter what bad you do, you're still fine. Now, some might tell me, I don't see nothing wrong with that. I don't see nothing wrong with Carlton Pearson giving us the gospel of inclusion. Right? I don't see nothing wrong with that. Because in today's time, we have seen in churches that they're not lined up with God's word. And so they're doing whatever they want to do. They're operating however they want to operate. And we're saying God is pleased with that. And it's all right. We see it in skits. We see it in movies that it is fine for me to live. Say I serve God. But then I don't live according to his will. I don't live according to his likeness. So I produce things behind entertainment. And we call it fine. And that's where so many people have fallen, because the world is not being saved. The world is not being set free. It's just being justified in its own problems. And whenever we're justified, then God can't glorify. We have to be willing to go into dark places and help people out by telling them the truth. And the first truth is, yes, God loves you no matter what walk of life you've been in. Yes, God wants to save your soul. Yes, God wants to comfort you and love on you. Yes, that is true. But can I share something with you? One thing that God is not going to do, he's not going to accept us in whatever we do wrong. Because if that was the case, then Lucifer would never been kicked out of heaven. And so we have to understand, because something don't agree with me, and because something doesn't line up with me, that doesn't mean I change it just because I want it to fit me. Because I want to feel good. I hear you. I want to feel good about myself. Anytime you want to feel good about yourself, change yourself. It's nothing wrong with changing. But it's something wrong when you want to do the same cycle over and over again. And we see that going on in today's society. Cycles are constantly repeating itself. Cycles are constantly. And here what I'm about to say. I wrote a book called The Struggles of Life. It's out now. And The Struggles of Life book is about my lifestyle, what I've been through, where I got beat on. I got molested. I got talked about. And I didn't want to serve God at first because I felt like there was no God. And can I share? I felt like there was no God, because as I said, if there was a God, why would he allow me to get beat on? Why would he allow me to be molested? Why would he allow my family not to love me the way I wanted them to love me? Christmas was horrible. So it can't be love. I thought about being a murderer. I thought about doing every crime you can think of. But then I met God. I met Jesus, and I met him. And when he met me, yes, I went to jail, and I met him. And when he met me, and I began to serve him with my whole heart. And what I've seen throughout the 20 years of serving God is that even though it's hard, it doesn't mean I throw in the towel. Can I share something with you with the truth? Even with me being an apostle, had churches from New York City to Miami, Florida, to Illinois, even down to Arkansas, and now here in California. And with me having that, I did have doubts if God really is real. I'm not going to lie to you. I talked to my wife at home. I had doubts if God was real. I had doubts if it's really a God. Because if it was, then why is he allowing all of these problems that happen in the people's lives? And then somebody said that prayer doesn't work. Honest to God truth, I had that same question about prayer. If it's a God, then why, when I pray, the opposite happens? It's not that he's not real. And this is what I came to the conclusion about. It's not that he's not real. The question I have, what am I doing to not allow him to be able to produce in my life? What am I not doing? What is the other person really battling with? Because now we're supposed to have a lot of prophets and a lot of preachers and a lot of teachers in this world that's talking. But the question that's being given to leaders like this, if you're a prophet, how can't you see when people are going through? Because God himself gave us the ability to help other people. So now, if somebody is battling with something, how is it as a preacher you can't see what they're going through? That's why I don't fault Bishop Carlton Pearson, because he tried to shift to help somebody that was going through something and said, hey, if I'm going through it, somebody else steals too. Because as leaders, we got to suffer, be the first partakers of suffering for God's people. And then when we get around God's people, we got to know them. We got to know them by what they're dealing with, not trying to pad our pockets. That's why the Bible talks about pastors getting fat, but the people are not full. They're weak. They need strength. And that's what's going on now. We need people that understand that if you a leader, you got to be able to divinely see the people other than caring about how much money is coming into the church or how much money is coming into your pocket. How can a soul get saved? How can a person be free? And I'm not talking about just saved to serve God. I'm talking about being saved from the abilities of being brain damaged, having paranoid schizophrenia, being raped and molested, being hurt, being put in prison, being told that it's a generational curse when the Bible tells us in Ezekiel that the generational curse was already broken. And we want to keep people weak and down, but we don't want to better the mindset of people to cause them to want to see a better tomorrow, to have their house put together, to have their minds put together. And when we change this, we won't have to worry about the inclusion part. What we got to worry about is making ourselves, our homes, our schools, our communities better. Billy Graham said, in order for racism to change, it's not what we do naturally. We thank God for Martin Luther King. We thank God for them that labored to get us to this point. However, it takes an inward change. And if I'm only fixing the outside and still dirty on the inside, then the inclusion makes no sense. Because now that tells everyone that I can be a mess up and still don't have to change. There is a heaven, there is a hell. But can I share something with you? There's a heaven on earth and there's a hell on earth. And right now, all that we see that's going forth on earth is nothing but hell. It's nothing but killing and murdering, robbing. And can I share something with y'all? I am so tired of seeing the church only care about services, endless services, but not about the soul. People are out on the streets killing and hurting each other, and we need to make a difference. And the difference is not going to come because we preach and teach. The difference is going to come when we begin to get in the grind to work. When we bring them in from the streets, then we need to have connections with people, not just preaching and standing over them. But you know what we do need? We need to have counseling. The church have lost its salt. Nobody want to trust the church or the pastor or the preacher because the preacher is also foul. I was telling my wife, we got the biggest place to be scary at and we're about predators at is at church. Some of the closest people you want to meet are the worst people or inside of the house of prayer. And they have the spirit. They have a religious spirit. And they're locking you in to make sure you do what they need you to do. But when you need them, they're not there. Can I share something with you? God, the gospel inclusion, what I'm saying might sound like, well, it's nothing wrong with the gospel inclusion. It's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with it. It is something wrong when you stay the same. In order to have a better tomorrow, like you want to get a job. And you saying, I'm going to get a job, but I'm going to keep living the way I want to live. But you don't get up and go look for that job. So, but the gospel inclusion tell you it's okay for you to live that way because you don't have to change to do nothing to get better. But you do have to change to get better. And I'm telling the leaders of the church, you got to change to get better because we do come against other people. And I was listening when Bishop Carter Pearson died, God bless his soul, when he died and certain people reaching out to certain prominent bishops to talk about his funeral. And they say he died broken. Some people had to pour into his funeral. And what happens is that these same preachers that's supposed to be of God isolated him because of his belief. Not trying to I don't have to understand and agree with his belief, but I do got to understand that some people can be broken and trying to be mold themselves back together because the people that claim to be Christians are the ones that's doing the hurting. So he came from a place of hurt and bitterness. No, I don't believe God gave him this, but I do believe that it came from a place that he needed to be put whole. How many of us need to be whole today? How many of us need to know that life is better than what I touch? How many of us need to know that? Because the gospel inclusion, can I share some with you? Jesus can meet you right at the point of your pain. Can I share? But the problem is we need people that's able to be led of Jesus to be met. Stop changing the status quo. Some churches may not believe they're operating the gospel of inclusion, but you are. Those that came against him still operating under the same spirit. Why? Why am I saying that? It's because you're saying, I can dress any kind of way. I can act any kind of way in the church. I can act like the Holy Ghost is moving and shout all over the church, but don't really have substance. If somebody asks you, what did the preacher preach? You won't know. Because it's about the entertainment mindset. So, and can I share some with you? We got to be able to distinguish between what's right and wrong. But in the gospel of inclusion, everything is right. In the gospel of inclusion, everything is moving according to plan. That means you get to heaven any kind of way. That means you can go to church any kind of way. That means you could treat people in any kind of way. And the churches are doing that. So a lot of us need to question, are we operating under the spirit of the gospel of inclusion? Because if I'm operating under this spirit, then I have no business. I need to go repent to a Bishop Carlton Pearson and tell him I was wrong. But then you need to repent to God and turn around. Because when God looks at us, are we doing it his way? The only thing Bishop Carlton Pearson did was change up God's way of living. But what we're doing this because we feel that we have it all together. And God is saying, if you're going to have it all together, then we should be able to save our world. How many of us at times get nervous going outside? How many of us get tired of going to the grocery store, or you're not even feel safe behind closed doors, even if you lock your door? How many of us believe that we got to have some type of protection on us because somebody can hurt us at any time? These are the things that we're looking at, because the gospel of inclusion tell you then everybody should be comfortable with everybody, no matter what walk of life they do. The gospel of inclusion is this here. It's a person that created something out of pain, but not by biblical principles. And we believe, us that believe in the Bible, understand that biblical principles are important. And the reason why it's important, because the Bible is only this. It gives us a roadmap how to live with our brother and our sisters. How to treat our wives, how to treat our children, how to treat all of this, how to treat people, how to treat other people's businesses. You want a house, but you can't treat your own house right. You can't keep up with your bills you got now, but you want to get a house and you want to get a car. We got to know that we got to change our mindset. We got to change how we approach life and how we approach identities. We got to be able to understand that the gospel of inclusion, it doesn't produce anybody saved, but it conclude everybody. But it conclude everybody to be good, and everybody's not good. In Malachi, they said they call good evil and bad good. I would be on every Thursday in 11 o'clock hour. I gave the little bit that God gave me. I want you to understand that next week I will come in more depth with the gospel of inclusion. And again, I'm not coming against Bishop Carlton Pearson, but I'm coming against the spirit. This is Unity Talks. I'm your host, Apostle Pharaoh. And I thank you for your time. And let's do better. Let us do better. The gospel of inclusion does not produce life of the Bible. It goes away from it. And we got to be able to do greater in what we do. This is Unity Talks. I'm your host, Apostle Pharaoh.
You're listening to Unity Talks with Alfred Farah, only on LA Talk Radio.